Shingles is a reactivation of the chickenpox virus. So when someone has chickenpox as a child or at any point in their life, they'll resolve that illness, but it never really completely goes away. The virus actually will lay dormant in the nerve cells in the body. And then later on, during times of stress or illness, or sometimes just seemingly out of the blue, the virus will reactivate and form a rash that's localized to that nerve distribution, and that's what we call shingles.
Why does that virus reactivate in some people and not others who have had chickenpox?
Now, we don't have the exact answer. In most people, you would have to say that it relates to stress. We can see it reactivate more than once in some people, but there are, you know, a good number of people who will go through life and never have shingles.
So has any type of profile emerged in who's most likely to get shingles?
Well, women are more likely, and the African-American population is less likely. Outside of that, you have to have had shingles before, but that's the only other requirement.
I know it involves a rash, but one guy I knew some time ago described the discomfort with it as the worst he's ever had.
It can be incredibly painful. In fact, that's the biggest complication of shingles, is what we call post-herpetic neuralgia. You can get the pain with the shingles outbreak when it first occurs because it's occurring in the distribution of a nerve. And so you get this neurological discomfort, this neurological pain, and that can persist even after the resolution of the rash.
How serious a threat is shingles to your health?
For most people, the biggest risk is the post-herpetic neuralgia and the discomfort of the rash and the difficulty in dealing with the rash. However, it can turn into encephalitis or myelitis or a cranial nerve dysfunction or even strokes and other serious complications. It can affect vision as well.
Has there been any change as to how that disease has developed? I mean, are cases of shingles worse now than they were a few years ago or decades ago?
No, the degree of severity of the shingles seems to be consistent across time. However, you know, we have a very good surveillance for shingles at this point. We have better methods to deal with shingles. We have more treatments available, antivirals and medications that decrease post-herpetic neuralgia than we've had in the past.
Is it something that can be cured?
Not cured per se. You know, we can treat it. We can shorten the duration of the illness. We can decrease the rate of complications. But once you have it, it's going to run its course. We can just modify that course.
You mentioned vaccines. So can shingles be prevented?
Shingles can be prevented. We do have vaccines available for the prevention of shingles, and they are indicated for anyone over the age of 60. They're FDA approved for people over the age of 50, but we typically give them to people over the age of 60, especially those who are at higher risk for shingles. I'd say the most important thing is to speak with your doctor about what your need for immunization is and see if you're a candidate for the vaccine. And then if you have a rash, especially a painful rash, try to get treatment right away, because early treatment is important in diminishing the course of the disease.
Dr. Jones, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome, Sam.